Thank you, Tim. A few more news items now, with a sporting bias. Inevitably, one about the football club as it opens a fan hub. Then the Community Sports Foundation is boosted by its Dinosaur Park sponsor. A change of sport now, as Eastern College hosts an international horse riding contest and a license to hold events is granted for the new Royal Norwich Golf Club. A plan 2 years in the making has come together for Norwich City with the opening of a new fan hub offering a fully immersing supportive experience. Nestled on the ground floor of Gerald Intersport on London Street in Norwich, the fan hub is a one-stop shop for Canaries fans, aiming to deliver more than just merchandising and match tickets. It comes after the club parted ways with its store in Chapelfield. While the new hub has everything an ordinary club shop offers, from a box office to shirts and changing facilities, it also has a range of further facilities for visitors to enjoy. These include games consoles loaded with football games, a penalty shootout simulator, and giant screens displaying highlights from Canaries games.
A new partnership has kicked off between Raw Dinosaur Adventure and the Community Sports Foundation. And to launch the deal, the friendly dinosaur mascot, Dippy, stepped into the shoes of the Canaries, Tim Krul. He joined budding players for a football session at Carrow Park, where the youngsters enjoyed shooting penalties against him in goal. Adam Goymore, company director at Raw Dinosaur Adventure, based at Lenwade, said, "We are really excited to have partnered with the Community Sports Foundation for a second year as an official sponsor. The sponsorship will help give hundreds of young children the chance to attend soccer schools across East Anglia. The foundation will welcome more than 1,000 young footballers for soccer schools across 13 venues this summer. Participants will each receive a free special CSF Soccer School and Raw T-shirt, including a few free ticket giveaways."
Students from around the world have taken part in an international horse riding competition at a Norfolk agricultural college. The Student Riders Nations Cup, held at Eastern College Norwich, kicked off a four-day equestrian event with the dressage. And the Great Britain team, Emily Latham Taylor, Libby Seed and Sophie Ramsoy, took part in the first day's event, marking the first time the contest has been held in the UK for 5 years. Sophie Hall, chairman of voluntary organisation Great Britain Student Riders, said, "We have a fantastic turnout of 18 countries. Student riding is unique. We compete on unknown horses, so it is a true test of rider ability rather than horsepower. It is an honour to chair the International Great Britain squad and to run the First Nations Cup in the UK for 5 years. It has been 2 years of hard work and fundraising to make it possible."
A City Golf Club's £10 million move to a new home in the country has taken a key step forward with the granting of premises licence for events and entertainment. The Royal Norwich, currently in Helsdon, is due to move to its new home in Weston Park, Weston Longville, in a matter of weeks, in a multi-million pound investment. However, it faced a string of objections from neighbours over some of its plans for events in its clubhouse, with fears noise would encroach on the tranquility of the area. However, the main cause of contention was the possibility of weddings being hosted at the site, which were downplayed by club bosses as just a small part of the offering. The club is scheduled to move into a new home on Monday, September the 16th.
Today we have a final brief feature, We are reminded by Derek James of the Evening News of the days before traffic lights when point police were on duty. An extract from his article is read by Tim Peters.